We continue our learning. We're going to discuss the issue of Malkos, of giving lashes for a Nazir who violates any of the three restrictions that he has. And we'll see that you're only chayv Malkos if there's hasra, if there's warning. And it could be that he's violating drinking wine or coming tamei meis or cutting his hair all day. But if he's only receives one warning, he's only going to get one set of Malkos. Nazir shoya shose yayin kol hayom. A Nazir who's drinking wine all day and only got one hasra, one warning, he's chayv only one set of 39 lashes. But if, let's say, each and every time, right before he was about to drink wine, so the Eidim warned him and say, listen, you're a Nazir, you're not allowed to drink wine, and he does so anyway. And then they warn him again, yeah, he's about to drink more wine, and he said, I'm doing it anyway, when he drinks wine. Then he's chayev a set of malkos for each and every time that he drinks. Chayev al kol achas v'achas. And I think same thing is true regarding cutting the hair. Hayam megaleach kol hayom, eino chayev al achas. If he's cutting his hair all day, and they only warn him once, he's chayev only one set of 39 malkos. Amru lo al tegalach, v'hum megaleach. But if they warned him before each and every hair that he cut, he could be chayiv multiple, even hundreds of sets of malkos for each violation. And same thing is true regarding tamei meis. Mitamei lemeis kol hayom. He is coming in contact with the dead all day with all different bodies, but only got one warning. Eino chayiv ela achas. He's only chayiv one set of malkos. Omulo al titamei. But before he came in contact with the dead, each and every time they give him a warning, and he continued to do so anyway, I'm doing it anyway. He's chayv malkos on each and every tum. He became tamei meis, and they separated, they warned him again, touched another dead body, went to an ohel ameis. Any possibility, he's going to be chayv for each and every set of these malkos. Now, in the third parak, we touched upon this a little bit, where, and we'll discuss more in the next parak, and that is there are certain types of tumas meis for which a Nazir does not have to go through the whole Tiglachas HaTumah ceremony. If a Nazir becomes Tamei Meis, so we've touched upon this a little bit, and we'll elaborate a little bit further in the next parak, that there are certain special karbonos that are brought, not at the end of the Naziris, but rather when he became Tamei Meis in the middle of the Naziris, and he forfeits the days of the Naziris prior to that. There are types of Tumas Meis, which we'll learn in the next parak, for which he does not have to go through the Tiglachas HaTumah ceremony, doesn't have to go through that process, will not forfeit the days that he counted prior to this. Of course, the 7 days of becoming Tahor from through the ashes of Parah Adumah are not going to count towards the count of Nazirus, but nonetheless, he doesn't forfeit the days before. Says the Mefarshim say that this halacha and this Mishnah regarding the Malkos is with respect to all types of Tumas Meis, even Tumas Meis for which you don't have to go through the Tiglachas HaTumah ceremony and process. Nonetheless, that this halacha of Malkos will apply for any type of Tumas Meis, even for which there's no Tiglachas HaTumah. The Rambam makes a very important point here in the Perush Mishnayos, and I quote from the Rambam. He says like this, Zesha amarnu be'elu habavos eno chayv elachas, that which we said in our Mishnah, that in several of these cases, we say you only chayv one set of Malkos, ein ze elu b'dini adam. That's only regarding dini adam. That's a human court. She'eno mechuyiv Malkos elacha hasra. Because the rule is, he can only give Malkos, they can only give lashes after you were warned. U'lekach tzarech hasra akol Malkos. That's when you need a hasra for each and every one. Avo b'dini shamayim. But regarding your relationship with Hashem, kolz man sheshas or revias yayin avera. Each and every time he drinks a revias of wine, it's an avera. V'chol giluach, kol giluach. Every hair avera is another avera. V'chol tumah sheyitma is an avera. So here, it could be doing hundreds of avera. Even though you're going to chayv one chayv instead of malkos, but between man and God, you may be doing hundreds of averos that entire day. And you should know, says the Rambam, that this is an important halacha. Ein hefresh bazeh bein isra lav uvein isra kares o isra misas basin. Makes no difference the severity of the punishment for the avera. Aval teda shehabala erva ezo erva shetia. Let's say arayos. So you're going to tell me that I only got one warning, and now Beistin is going to kill you. Oh, that's one avera. No. Chayva kol bio bia bichlal. No, each and every time you have relations, you're going to be, you're doing an avera. V'manachnu no lo nuchal lahanisho elonosh echad. The fact that Beis Din can only give you one punishment, you can only kill a person once. HaKadosh Baruch Hu manish osa al kol avei avera. Hashem's going to punish you for each and every avera. V'memisa osa Beis Din alachas melo averos v'hisof. Beis Din kills you v'hisvada. And the person at least confessed before he was killed by Beis Din, and he did tshuva, mischaper lo al kol ala kol mitzad tshuva. You know why you're getting kapara? Not because you're being killed. That gives you a little bit of kapara, but because you did tshuva. Lo mitzad sha'omnesh ho'ech. You shouldn't think that, oh, person, at least they're killed, that serves as a kapara. So this is kapara for maybe one time within the avera for which they were warned, but they did the avera multiple times, so without tshuva, you're not going to get full atonement. We begin a perek vav, Mishnah Hey. Shlosha minim asurim banazir. We discussed this already. Hatuma v'hatiglach hasayotzim min hagefen. What another is not permitted to do, come in contact with the dead and cut his hair and have anything that comes from the vine. Chomer bituma uvitiglachas mibayotze min hagefen. We're going to show that regarding tuma and tiglachas, regarding coming in contact with the dead, that restriction, and cutting the hair, there is a chumra, there is a stringency that that has over the drinking of wine, eating grapes, etc. How so? Shahatuma v'hatiglachas sosrin. We've mentioned this in the past. When it comes to tumas mace or cutting the hair, those averos will now will cause the nazir to forfeit the days that he already counted. So it becomes tamei mace, he actually forfeits all the days. If he cut his hair during the days of Nazirus, he only forfeits 30 days, as we mentioned earlier in Mishnah Gimel. But nonetheless, both Tumas Meis and cutting the hair are going to forfeit some of the days, whether it's all of them because of Tumas Meis or 30 because of cutting the hair, as opposed to V'hayotzi min agefen eino soser. But a Nazir that ate grapes, drank wine, he doesn't forfeit any of the days of his Nazirus. Chomer bibiyotze min agefen, though, mi betumo v'tiglachas. But there is a chomer stringency that drinking wine, having grapes, etc., has over the tumas mace and the cutting of the hair. How so? Shehayotze min agefen lo hutar michlalo. Aha. So here we're coming to tell you is like this. There, when it comes to the wine, there is no hutar michlalo. Michlalo means from the general rule. Hutar means permission. What we're saying is there's never a situation where will be matir a nazir to drink wine. There is no such thing. The pasuk says, miyayin b'sheichar yazir, less or yayin mitzvah ki yayin harashus. And the Gemara expects, let's say a person, you could argue that, oh, maybe that means Kiddush and Avdalah. Well, you can make Kiddush on wine, you don't on bread, you don't on challah, you don't have to have wine. But you could have a person who took a shavua to drink wine. That's a mitzvah to drink wine. So that's a yayin mitzvah. So maybe we should say that a nazir should be able, we should suspend the prohibition, the restriction of drinking wine so he could fulfill the mitzvah. The answer is no. Miyayin v'sheichar yazir comes to teach us less or yayin mitzvah ki yayin harashus. Same thing. So makes no difference. And it certainly, as we said, when it comes to yayin, when the yayin kiddush of Havdalah, kiddush ala yayin is only a din to Rabbanan anyway. So that's also, we don't have to worry about that. Min HaTorah we yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush, let's say, by just davening. Say, Mikadesh HaShabbos. So that certainly is not considered yayin shel mitzvah. But even when he took a shvua that he's going to drink wine, that's not suspended, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, he should not fulfill the mitzvah, and he should continue to restrict himself from wine. As opposed to, v'hatuma v'hatiglachas hutru michlalon b'tiglachas mitzvah, but regarding coming in contact with the dead and cutting the hair, they can be permitted from this prohibition, the general rule, how? Where you have a tiglachas, cutting the hair, that's a mitzvah. What's an example of that? So let's say a nazir became a mitzora. He got tzaras, and now he was healed from his tzaras within the days of the nazirus. So the halacha is that a mitzora is supposed to cut all his hair. His migalechas kol saro, and that's a positive commandment. It says vigilachas kol saro regarding the person with tzaras. And therefore we have anytime we have a mitzvah asay and a lo ta'asay, if I can't fulfill both, so then what do we say? The asay is doche, or lo sa'asay. It overrides the lo sa'asay. So the asay of tiglachas ha-metorah, of that which the metorah has to shave his head, is doche, the lo sa'asay of the nazir not cutting his hair. So that is of which is tar lo yavar al rosho. So the gilachas kol saro of the metorah overrides the tar lo yavar al rosho of the nazir. And that's regarding cutting of the hair. When do we have an allowance regarding tumas meis? Uve meis mitzvah. A nazir is allowed to be a mitami le meis mitzvah. A nazir is walking on the street, finds a meis. There's no one who can take care of the burial, so he's can be mitami, just like a kohen gadol. We allow to be mitami him. And what does it say by nazir? Lo aviv uli imo lo yitama. And with doresh, based on our tradition, lo aviv lo yitama. Yes. For his father, he can become Tameh, Ava Mitameh Hu L'meis Mitzvah. So that is an allowance that we have regarding Tumah. We have the allowance regarding Tiglachas when it comes to the Metzorah, but when it comes to wine, we never allow that. Based on the Pasuk, Miyayim Shecho Yazir Lesor Yayin Mitzvah Kiyayin Harishus. Then the Mishnah says, V'chomer B'tumah Mi B'Tiglachas. But there is a chumrah that Tumah has over Tiglachas regarding that restriction, which is Shah Tumah. So Sarah says, Hakol, so we mentioned this already. Regarding Tumas Meis, if the Nazir becomes Tameh Meis during the days of Nazirus, that Tumah forfeits all the days of Nazirus that he counted up until this point. Based on the Pasuk, it says, Vahayamim Harishonim Yiplu. Literally, they will fall. That's regarding Tumas Meis. V'chayavin aleha karban. Not only that, there's karbanos of tiglachas hatumah, the two torim, or two b'nei yonah birds, one l'chatas, one for an ola, and one for an asham. That's regarding tumas meis. V'hatiglachas eina soseres elo shloshim yom. But the tiglachas, if a nazir cut his hair in the days of the nazirus, so it does, unlike wine, it forfeits something, but only 30 days to fulfill the Torah, which says gadel pera sa'arosho of istam nazirus, which is 30 days. But 30 days only. Ve'ein chayavin aleha karbon. But the nazir is not going to be chayav a karbon. For that's only regarding the tumas meis.